Afternoon from the courts of Fibre Camp in the basement jail of Lace Market House. So today I was supposed to do a little video with Jamie, who's the elusive designer of the Rith Raff Nomad jacket. And because of the uptake and the sheer amount of people that are interested in getting their own jacket, I've got Jamie into the studio today. All right, Jamie.
How are you doing?
All right, man. So we met because there was a shop called Example.
Yeah.
And it was down in Hockley, and I was looking through the window. It's got loads of cool little jackets and all sorts of tailored stuff. And I thought, well, this can't be local at that kind of price, because the price was dead reasonable. And so I had a chat with the boss man at the time, and we got a connection somewhere along the line because I wanted a custom jacket. Now, you had no clue about what kind of jacket it was. And we made version one of this jacket that we've started to title the Nomad Jacket. Now, the one thing about the jacket that was awesome to me compared to mass producing jackets is that you were so into it. How did you get started in making tailoring jackets and clothing in general?
I basically got sent to a project just on the outside of town in St. Anne's. Got kicked out of school early and then sent to this project where I was designing t-shirts, and I was screen printing with a tutor for a while. There's also a guy in the studio that was making clothes, and I kind of just got interested in that, and it stuck. It's just gone on and on and on.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, it's getting quite a reputation now because you're doing a lot of stuff with people who are doing music videos and things like that.
Yeah.
And where did you get your work ethic from? I mean, you built the first jacket in like 2 days.
I don't know. It must be my family. My dad's quite he's a grafter.
Yeah.
I must get it from him.
Yeah.
But if I'm passionate about something, it'll be done.
Yeah.
It's not even a money thing.
Yeah.
It's more me being creative and building something. I always thought I would go into a building trade, but I kind of fell into the clothing thing. And I believe that I build the actual garments instead of, you know, tailoring or whatever.
It's just like
construction, basically, but not.
So in your sort of flavour, the way you look at it, is it's... Well, we could say that tailoring, the actual word tailoring, is a bit outdated. It doesn't fit into this world nowadays.
No, but I don't think the word tailoring should ever go.
Yeah.
Tailoring's a dying trade. I don't say I'm a tailor. I do casual tailoring, but I'm not at the level of, say, the Savile Row tailors. Their tailoring is just remarkable.
Yeah.
Mm.
But you're a visual threader.
Yes.
That's what we'll call you.
Yeah.
A new visual threader.
Yeah, I like it.
So one of the things that we've managed to do is that after version one of the jacket, which was awesome, realised there's probably too many pockets in it. And here's the thing about why I like working with you is, one, that you have got that passion to get it done. It's like, right, what do you need? Okay, here's the fabrics that I've got. These are the things I can get hold of. You know, once you get into it, once you get your teeth into it, you're well up for it. It's sort of like, okay, let's see what version two. And seeing your face when you've done it and I'm buzzed up about it is what I think is dying off as well. How do you reckon we can get people to be as passionate about getting into work? Because it's not just about you making these things. It's bringing you a little bit of a living here, there and everywhere.
It is, yeah. I think that a lot of people go in, don't know what they want to do. Yeah. Whereas I didn't years ago. I was too young to know what I wanted to do. I fell into what I'm doing now. But people are just not really passionate about their 9-to-5 sitting on a phone. There's a lot of, I mean, I'm at the minute I'm based in St. Anne still, and there's a lot of unemployed people that are so creative, artists, musicians. It's just it goes on and on, and these people can't get jobs just because of where they're from and whatever else, but the actual talents that these people have got are wasted.
Yeah, I mean, you're a shining light like that, to be honest, because, you know, finding, for me, having somewhere local that can have it done was awesome. Two, I never thought I could afford something like that.
Mm.
And then you go over somewhere like States at South By, like I've just been, where the first reaction from people was, oh, I can get one of those from Scotty Vest. And then when I explained to him that it wasn't a production line, that it was from somebody, you know, the whole story about how you got started. For me, the Nomad jacket is not just about a jacket that holds tech. It's about the fact that, you know, here's you, a guy, in an area that some people could say, you know, it needs a bit more, you know, empowering behind it, a bit more cash thrown at it to get these creatives out of their houses and into studios and getting them to make stuff.
Mm.
I see the jacket being more as a positive message about the fact that if you want to do it, you can do it.
It is, yeah.
You know,
I believe that that message is in probably 99% of my garments.
Yeah.
I don't really do bad messaging or...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
You go on the quality of the cut though, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, I've put a lot of work in. It don't stop when I finish at the studio. I'm going home and I'm researching. I'll be looking at fabrics, down to flipping zips. I'll be looking for the latest, what I can get my hands on anyway. As a small business, I can't get my hands on quality goods. I get 4 years ago's goods,
yeah.
which is a shame really, because if I had the latest fabrics and whatever else, it could be completely different again.
Right, so then talking on that, we've got five or six people in the States who want one of these jackets. Now, I love the idea of the Nomad jacket to the point of that, you know, we're going to make version 3 soon because I've got loads of feedback about this one from bloody hell walking around. I tell you, man, it was hot.
Yeah.
In Austin, it was hot. Walking around, I was sweaty. I was thinking, we've got to put some air in this thing. Honestly, I was like teched up to the nines with like batteries and everything hanging off me. So there's things that we need to tweak. But we've got people who want to order.
Yeah.
So I think the reason why I'm doing this audio boo is I want to put this on the website with the pictures, with some contact stuff. I want people to be able to click on, you know, sign up for the newsletter so they can get feedback from you in the studio and photos and all that sort of stuff. But how does it make you feel like some of your stuff might be heading all the way over to America for people to see it?
Good. I'm happy. I didn't think I've not really branched out of Nottingham as yet, but going straight over to America is a good step.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can go further.
So like, if I bring you five customers like in the next couple of weeks, you're just going to get into it?
Yeah.
Just rattle them off?
I'll rattle them off, yeah. I'll be banging them out.
You love it, don't you?
Yeah.
You love what you do. Awesome. Right, so keep an eye on the site. We've got a little link that's going to pop up at the bottom of the site, and it'll be for the newsletter. You sign up on the newsletter, and then we'll send you out as and when things are going to happen with the jackets. The problem we've got that most people will think is that because it's not a full production company, that, you know, it's not a case of you just buying it. The whole process of measuring and delivery, all of that stuff for me is more important than just banging out, you know, sellable products. And I think that's the same. Jamie could say the same for himself. You know, the Riffraff name has a certain amount of exclusivity to it. It's very niche.
Yes.
So we want to keep that nicheness about it. You know, it's not about banging out numbers of this stuff. When you get one of these, it'll be sort of a one-off, dedicated, unique thing to you. And one of the things that I met in South by a guy who was doing QR codes, a whole bunch of stuff that I need to tell Jamie about inside the jacket. I met these nomads who wanted a code they can scan, so it's got a copy of the passport on the web and all sorts of stuff. It's awesome. So keep a sign out, and the Nomad jackets will be coming to a website fairly soon.